This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Strong aftershocks continue to rock Japan today as it recovers from a massive earthquake. Rescue workers are searching for survivors along Japan's northeastern coast, and an estimated 170,000 people have been evacuated to avoid exposure to radiation from damaged nuclear reactors. Dwali Saikatau reports.
In Koriyama City, ambulances are chasing one emergency after another. There's little food in town, no drinking water. Yellow tape surrounds damaged buildings throughout the city. Sidewalks are missing, so are people. Nearby, nuclear reactors have been damaged. One emergency vehicle stops here at an open parking lot, where tents have been set up, soldiers stand guard, and men in white suits and masks greet families. They're told to line up, children first, then parents, and then one by one are examined for possible exposure to radiation from nuclear facilities near their home. Fearing the release of dangerous levels of radioactive particles from the Fukushima power plants, the government evacuated tens of thousands of families starting last night. So far, 1,500 people have been seen here at this examination facility, but it's not yet clear who's been exposed and how dangerous the level. This family, with several children at play, are now staying in Miharo at a cultural center turned evacuation center. The air is stuffy inside, but at least they are warm and fed rice balls each day. One of the adults, Seiji Inamito, shares his concerns.
He's not sure that they're getting all the information accurately coming from the government.
Are you angry with the government?
A little bit
doesn't begin to explain the growing frustration and fear residents have. Mr. Masatomo Watanabe is a city official working at this evacuation center.
They can't handle more than that, so there's 281.
There are many more centers like this, with people sleeping on floors with nothing but the clothes they're wearing. It's urgent everywhere in the northeast. On the streets, you can see lines of people carrying water bottles, standing at water pumps and fountains. Although the government is discouraging drinking from public water sources, fearing contamination, people are desperate for water. At one of the few open convenience stores in this area, food is running out fast too. Only special teas, beer, and sake are left.
So I'm able to get some lemon tea, some potato chips, soy sauce, nuts, some squid, and some pocky sticks to eat with a Snickers bar.
While a translator tries to assess with our Japanese driver where we can safely travel, where to get internet access and lodging, we pass men working to fix major damage to roads. Four men are working on this road where a long stretch was deeply cracked. They are still trying to fill in the large gap. The shoveling, clearing, and cleaning will take weeks, if not months. Teams of rescue and recovery teams are still flying in. Some are making their way up north, some 200 kilometers from here, but slowly, since roads are so difficult to travel, and some roads are now restricted to just military vehicles. Japan's defense minister says there are still so many people who are still isolated and waiting for assistance. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Koriyama City.